Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Guest host Reno Collier's in the studio today, plus teachers, Japanese beer, and drugs. Right after this musical number.
In the spring when I want to dig in the garden and the dirt and the loam and the fill. But it's always one conundrum. How can one under any circumstances create a fine till? The weed whacker tiller and the garden hoe, did they do the trick? I tell you, no, 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 I need the weasel. Dig a garden weasel. Dig a garden weasel. Baba bing ba bow. When the sun shines and the songbirds sing, and I want to protect against moss growth. Cover up the seed drill, scarify the soil, maintain the surf, or maybe even both. The weed whacker tiller and the garden hoe, did they do the trick? I tell you, no, 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 I need the weasel. Dig a garden weasel. Ba-ba-me-ba-ba-do-ba-ba garden weasel. Me-me-me-ba-ba-boo-ba-ba garden weasel. Let me clean this up here.
The weasel. The genius of Haywood Banks.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Things look a little more handsome today than usual.
No.
Nah.
And no one takes it. God, I gave you, it was a T-ball for you there, Reno. When I say it's more hands, you're supposed to go, oh, well, thank you. Implying thus that it was you
that
I was referring
me.
To.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but it would have been.
It would have been cool.
You look like a Three Musketeer to me.
I do?
Yes.
You know, Chick, I came in here a while back, and Chick goes, so, like, what are you doing in your off time? Like, Civil War reenactment?
Well, I thought that,
and
too.
And that stuck.
But...
And the tour, but everybody on the bus made fun. I know.
I like goatees kind of went away, and then the full beard, right? Are they coming back?
It's kind of a, I think technically it's the Van Dyke.
Van Dyke.
There's Ace, our engineer. That's Pat Godwin over there.
Hello.
Christy Lee, of course, the lady of the house.
Good to be here, Tom.
Tough being in a room full of all these... men,
mm-hmm.
but you're doing an amazing job as always.
Thank you.
And let's not get carried away.
Get into that momentarily.
She's doing her normal solid job.
Could you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing good, but I'm upset Reno grew a beard. What a dumb ass.
What?
Well, thanks, Donnie. He's right.
Well,
here.
Christy, now he can't say he looks like Mindy from Facts of Life anymore.
It was Natalie.
Natalie.
Donnie, Natalie.
Mindy Cohn, the actress.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Whatever.
He knows the actress's name.
I can't believe they changed the winner of the Kentucky Derby at least.
Yeah, wow.
There should be people protesting this. This thing could go class action, Tom.
Really?
I mean, there's a lot of money at stake.
I guess.
But matter of fact, I'll say it like this. I can think of only one place worse where they could overturn results like this.
Where?
Maury Povich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Swear to God, you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You are not the father. Wait a minute. And out comes Steve Harvey with a big index card from outside of his curtain. They'd have to throw stop sticks if I was on that stage. Bring on Jerry Springer to host the postgame show.
Mm-hmm.
You'd better have the SWAT team at the ready, too. You lie, but Maury Povich is a lot like horse racing. You could usually tell who the winner is by nose. Swear to God. I can't imagine crossing the finish line first, that feeling of pure joy, only to have some dick with a laptop overturn it.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't love you or it, baby. Sit right to her face. I mean, I've had 11 nuggets in a 10-piece before, mm-hmm. and I don't remember McDonald's accusing me of changing lanes or paying at the wrong window. Hell, back when I was in school, if a teacher put your letter grade on your paper and it's in red ink, she couldn't change it. State law. Not even Congress stepped in. Ain't nothing sacred no more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like finishing first and then asking the whore for change. Just on a Christian. I gotta go.
Thank you, Donnie. Well, finally, an astute analysis of what happened at the Kentucky Derby.
Leave it that to Donnie.
That was very, very helpful.
By the way, it is Teacher Appreciation Day today. You mentioned teachers.
Oh, it's very important.
Yes.
The best.
Teachers are the best.
Yeah, let's
They're very
that.
Underpaid and overworked, and I love my teachers and...
Oh, some of them suck.
Okay.
I used to be one. They do.
Quiz time.
What?
Tell me the name of your kindergarten teacher.
I have no idea.
How could you not know that?
Mrs. Patterson.
Because I don't remember.
How did you know that?
She was a tall woman with dark hair.
I just remembered it.
Yeah, mine was Miss Patterson.
Mrs. Patterson was kindergarten, first grade of Mrs. Miller, second grade of Mrs. Creeth.
I can't remember till third grade. Third grade, I missed
London,
Mrs.
Ohio.
Irwin.
Oh, I had a Mrs. Creeth.
Really?
Yeah, but it was in Woodbridge, Virginia.
My Miss Patterson looked like olive oil in the Popeye cartoon.
Yeah,
she was like Lovely. Really tall, incredibly skinny.
Mm.
And she had a really high voice. It was very weird, but I remember she was very nice. Do you remember yours, Ace?
I have no memory until about fourth grade, maybe.
Okay, uh-oh.
All right. A lot of drugs early on.
A lot of repressed.
He even sounds cool when he says that.
I don't remember the 60s,
memory,
man.
Until fourth grade.
I don't remember the 60s.
Pat Godwin, do you remember your kindergarten teacher?
Mrs. Henwood.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Josh?
You've got a great memory.
I don't. I do not remember her name.
Dumbass. I don't either.
What a dumbass.
Yeah,
I'm really surprised.
Why is there name calling here?
I thought you'd remember.
I remember my second, fourth, fifth.
Didn't ask that, did we?
No, you didn't. That yeah, for whatever reason, I can't remember my kindergarten.
Okay, all right, I'll make it an easier question for you. The first teacher that you remembered being incredibly hot.
Mrs. Bestian. Mm-hmm. She was my pre-algebra teacher, and we very cleverly called her Mrs. Bestian.
No.
Oh. Hilarious. The,
Man,
die, the
was,
die was cast early for this comedian.
She was, so hot.
Yeah, probably a bad topic.
Yeah,
to think about
probably.
It.
No. I love this. Let's talk more about it.
What grade was this?
Boy, seventh or eighth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was also like.
That's when it kicks in.
Oh, yeah. Boy, is it ever, yeah.
You're going up to the board was.
Yeah, middle school teachers out there.
I'll go up to the board here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a second.
I have to try to remember in alphabetical order my baseball card collection.
Can I bring a book up?
Let's see, Willie McCovey.
Did that really happen?
Oh, it was nonstop boners in school.
Oh, yeah.
It was anytime, any place.
It was ridiculous.
It was very
You didn't know that was happening?
Awkward.
No,
that in every classroom,
not.
You're surrounded by 13 erections?
No, I didn't. Oh,
at any given time.
Just an army of the world's angriest denim pushers.
I am so...
denim pushers.
So glad I was so naive there for
Yeah, you
a
should
while.
Go to a boys' school.
You didn't
I
know.
Did.
You didn't
I went know. To an all-boys military school. You're like, who's the hottest teacher? I'm like, Colonel Rapp?
Reed O'Collier is our guest. We were closing sports with a rugby story.
Yes,
is
dear.
That correct?
Whatever you say, sir.
No,
yes, sir.
You plugged it.
Rugby World Cup organizers. Rugby World Cup organizers are warning Japan not to run out of beer during the games this fall. I believe these are matches, not games.
Is that right?
Yeah, rugby I think game? You're right. Rugby match.
The organizing committee recommended that restaurants and bars order enough beer to meet the increase in demand from foreign fans. They warned that running out of beer could lead to bad publicity. Not to mention street fights.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Nothing like a good Karen.
In response to the...
I know what the response was.
Warning.
They said, Toki Doki.
Oh,
Tokyo.
No, we
I know, we were having a nice conversation.
I mean,
stopped it all down.
God, we all have get out of jail free cards now, right? Isn't that
absolutely? Yes.
There'll be no turduckins today.
Yeah. I'll point to the Japanese beer incident of 2019, and we're off scot free.
Just had the sushi last night.
What was that?
It was a combination of I was trying to Americanize okie-dokie in Tokyo.
So you came up with toki-doki.
You had sushi on a Monday?
Oh, my God.
Long story, yes.
You're not supposed to have sushi on Mondays.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're at the park with the girls. Right. And
Enjoy your mercury poison.
It's 4:30 already. I don't want to go home and cook.
Your crippling diarrhea.
Yeah, everything's fine.
In response to the beer warnings... Well, I don't know who is this a person? Is this an organization? This is the sentence.
Okay.
In response to the warnings, Oita Prefecture.
The prefecture, yeah.
Axed businesses. Who's Oita?
That's the name of the prefecture.
What's a prefecture?
What's a prefecture?
Right before a fecture.
So there's a prefecture, a fecture.
And then a post-fecture.
Post-fecture.
I think that's an area where the games are going to be played, I'm assuming. I just thought it was funny because... You know,
I'm done with you.
They clearly understand that whatever the World Rugby Association is going, hey, look, these fans get a little bit crazy. Do not run out of beer.
A prefecture is a district under the government of a prefect.
So I was right twice.
Now I have to look up prefect.
Yes.
No, look up Oita.
I think that's the name. Is it
a county?
Or something like that. The point is they're going to have
And they decided to name it that, and they all went, Toki Doki.
Toki Doki. That sounds like a headshot.
Hi, welcome to Toki Doki.
So the point is they were told not to run out of beer. It's the same thing you told your parents when you were getting divorced that it was sleeping in their basement.
That's right.
Hey, Dad, I've never run out of beer. I'm coming home for a few weeks.
And he was like, Toki Doki.
You realize your father, of course, of Japanese hair.
No, he's just racist.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. Is that sports?
Yes.
If you have
okay. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
Christy?
I don't want to do this.
I don't know. I don't know why. We just give everything
what
to
you
him.
Got for
him. Let him do
no,
it.
No, I mean the whole day. Is
a little overwhelming?
I see.
I can't blame you.
Toki doki.
It's a little overwhelming
it
today,
is.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There's two extra people he has to control. Really.
And then we're going to add a third. This
I got it. Oh, I got some. Can you do the Tiger Woods story just again? Remind everybody.
He was given a special award.
A Medal of Freedom.
The highest civilian honor.
At the White House.
So,
many, many Tiger Woods were there.
And, speaking of golf.
Yes.
Yes.
We were talking about the great Marty Allen, comedian.
Wow.
We were schooling our guest, Reno Collier, professional comedian, and yet not aware of the great Martin and Rossi, or Allen and Rossi, excuse me.
There's Martini and Rossi.
Martini and Rossi is imported vermouth on the rocks.
Yes.
Allen and Rossi, they did a little thing about golf. I thought that if you'd like to hear this, I think this is it. Let me just try this right now here.
Right now, we'd like you to meet one of the outstanding golfers in America today. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Hello there, sir. Silence. That the audience is done.
Boo!
The audience is done with hello there.
Worse than a boo.
Yeah.
They've had it.
Yeah, they're just nothing. Will you start that again? Listen, it's just nothing.
Here we go.
Right now, we'd like you to meet one of the outstanding golfers in America today. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Hello there, sir.
Wow.
What is your name?
My name is Quits.
Your name is Quits?
Yeah, when I was born, my father looked at me and he said to my mother, let's call it Quits.
See, you got yourself a joke right there. Yeah.
See? It's a fine joke right there.
Okay.
What's the toughest thing about golf?
Getting in and out of the cart.
Say, you play in the, do you play in the 80s?
Yeah, I play in the 80s, but if it gets any hotter, I don't even go out.
Another classic.
Do you have a caddy?
No, I have a dirty old Ford.
See, these just jokes. They're great. Yeah. You can use all these today.
Dirty old Ford.
Yeah. You can use all these today at the cooler.
I heard that yesterday you just missed a hole-in-one.
Yeah, by 5 strokes.
All good.
How can you not love that? He's probably wearing the weird golf pants.
Of course.
Oh, the stupid hat.
Maybe the tam o' shanter.
Hooking or slicing the ball?
No, I have trouble hitting the ball.
Have you ever shot a birdie?
Here it comes.
Do I look vicious? No, but I threw a stone at a squirrel once.
Have you ever had an eagle?
No, I had a pussycat.
What?
He's working.
Have you ever had an eagle? No, he had a pussycat.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
He had a pet pussycat. Yeah. I imagine.
He just wanted to say.
Vegas in those days, that's probably about as blue as they could get. But once again, Alan and Rossi discussing golf one more time.
Listen, did you ever shoot par?
No, but I wanted to hit him in the mouth a couple
times. Isn't that Jack Parr joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
So slightly dated to Jack Parr.
He must have bumped him.
Host of the Tonight Show.
You could still do that. 50, you ever shot a Fallon?
Oh, but I shoved him.
I had a Kimmel once.
Yeah, never mind.
Doesn't necessarily work. Christy, what do you got over there?
You've been shot down, Reno.
No, there was nothing there, really.
Isn't a Fallon a bird?
Falcon.
I know a falcon, but isn't a...
I know a falcon. The answer is no. There's not a falcon. That's a bird.
If there is, no one's ever heard.
What, are we in the Audubon Society? How do I know this?
Is this a podcast?
What is this, a bird podcast?
Is there a Kimmel? No.
No Kimmel.
The flying Kimmel? No.
This was a story that really struck me this morning. I'm like, what? An initiative to decriminalize magic mushrooms will appear on municipal ballots in Denver today.
By the way, hang on a second. I got to get myself a little credit here. Sure. Now, side note, a little footnote. We all have trouble with certain words. I have words I can never get right. But Christy's most famous for not being able to say the word municipal.
Right.
And you always say municipal.
Did I say municipal that time?
No, you said municipal. And therefore, we had a little discussion when you weren't in here.
No, yep. He started it. He said, hey, there's a municipal.
I don't care.
No, I'm not being critical.
I don't care.
But we all have words we can't say.
Municipal.
There you go.
Hey!
You got it.
But sometimes Christy does have trouble. She'll add an N to certain words, which is why it's real awkward when she has to cut something.
Yeah, I don't know why you would talk that way about our guest.
Yeah, boy. And you didn't.
I thought you were going to go.
You didn't.
Much, much more evil.
I wondered why I didn't want to do this today.
See?
The Decriminalize Denver campaign is following a similar path blazed by early marijuana legislation advocates to drop possession of the hallucinogen psilocybin in small quantities by adults over 21. To a lowest law enforcement priority.
This is on the ballot?
Uh-huh.
Man.
Psychedelic mushrooms, baby.
Okay.
Apparently they're used for some anxiety and stress and post-traumatic stress. You know,
really? You know, I find that when I don't go to work because my strawberry alarm clock didn't ring. Hey, man.
Yeah, when I do mushrooms, I don't stress about my job nearly as much because I'm too busy stressing about my face melting off.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.